Hello and welcome to our meditation for this week. Meditation and blissful relaxation. Please make yourself comfortable. Make yourself comfortable sitting if you can. Do lean against something if you need to. Sit in a chair. Be comfortable. Be warm. And have your stuff ready for relaxation close by. You can do this lying down if you want. You can lie down through the whole thing if you wish. But we're going to start with a breathing meditation. And the breath is always with us. It's always close by. And sometimes it's very agitated. We don't even know it is. When we look at it and it's agitated, we realise that we are agitated. Well, there's lots going on. And by coming back to the breath, coming back, finding a nice rhythmical breathing pattern, I have found it slows everything down. It really does. It helps. Not all the time. If you've got major things going on, can't do it. Not very well anyway. But keep coming back, back and back to your breath. It's always there. So settle into your chosen position. Relax your shoulders, maybe give them a roll. Maybe just roll your head and your neck and just free your neck off. Relax your jaw. You can have the wriggle of the jaw. And your hands, sometimes they're clenched. They don't mean to be, but they are. Your hands rest. They can rest on your thighs. You can have a mudra or not. Just let your hands rest. And let your hands feel heavy. Because when they feel heavy, your shoulders drop. When you think upwards, you're just thinking from the ground where everything is, and you think upwards, your shoulders, it's only a thought, but your shoulders will move back and down. And then your heart lifts a little. And just shrug into that. Because sometimes we're all closed. And we're not hugely closed. But when you open things out, you realise that you were closed. Take a sigh out. Maybe you need another one. And as you sigh, just feel everything go into the ground. Your heart open, your shoulders back. Do you need another roll of your neck? Maybe not, maybe not. Until you come into a dynamic stillness. Not a tight stillness, a dynamic stillness. Where you can feel things. Maybe you feel a bit of tingling in your hand. Maybe when you start to become quiet, you feel that backache come creeping back in. Maybe you need to adjust something. Whatever it is, just sink. Open your heart. Relax your face. All the time. Relax. And come to your breath. It's there. What's it doing? Sometimes when we think about the breath, it becomes deeper, but not in a subtle way. It becomes stronger which isn't what we're looking for at the moment. But anyway, if that's what it's doing, that's what it's doing. But just notice what it is doing, with no judgment about it. If it's possible to breathe in and out through your nose, then do that. If it's not possible, that's all right. It's just that if you breathe in and out through your mouth will get very dry. So we're here today. Nothing to do and nowhere to go and nobody to please. This is it. This is it. And even if the mind said, oh, but we could be doing this and we could be doing that, take no notice. And every time it interrupts, come back to what your breath is doing right now. And then let's just try with the breath. And as you feel it come in, just, you might want to say to yourself, breath in or inhale. And watch how far it goes with no struggle. Don't think it's got to be the biggest breath in ever. Just feel it. Watch it come in or observe it or feel it come in. And go out. Notice how you sit with it for a little while. It may soften. And then as your breath comes in, really feel and notice the stop after the breath in. So it's like a cycle. Your breath comes in, and then it just pauses, and your breath goes out. And it just pauses momentarily. Just like just at the moment at solstice time and the sun is at its highest and it pauses. It pauses. If the sun can pause, we can pause. So your breath comes in. And it goes out and feel like it's a cycle. Breath in, pause, breath out, pause. Feel as though it's a cycle or a circle. Feel as though it's a rhythm. Maybe the in-breath and the out-breath is the same length, maybe it's not. But just be with it. Maybe the mind will interrupt. Usually does. Just notice that it does. And go back to your rhythm and your cycle. Notice how you feel. And then let's have another focus. Think about a word. We're going to, because of the time of the year, we're going to choose the word sun. And you can breathe in sun, you can breathe out sun if you wish. And think about all the associations, all the words, all the associations without going into a great length of story. Just think about sun, its colour, yellow, warm, light, whatever it is. But when you get into a story like, oh, the sun was absolutely fabulous when we went to such a place and da-da-da-da-da-da, that's not it. It's sun, yellow, bright, that sort of thing. One word. Or two words, but not a story. Just stay with it. Notice when the mind comes in telling stories. And see how you feel. Breath in and breath out. Thich Nhat Hanh's favourite saying is smile, breathe, and go slowly. Wise words indeed. Smile. Notice your breath. And go slowly. And then can you make your way into a relaxation pose that suits you? It can be however you want it to be, lying, side, belly, tucked up, whatever. Just sink into your position. Snuggle into it. Feel the ground, feel the shape that you make on the ground. Settle. Feel the ground support you. How wonderful to let go of all the tension, of all the troubles, just for now. Just let go. And sink. Give your body a chance to have the deep rest that it craves and enjoys. Feel yourself on the floor. Make any last minute adjustments to anything, but often you find that, you know, if your back feels a bit high or your shoulders feel odd. If you just, you can adjust them if you wish. But I find sometimes that if you just leave it, forget about it, come back to it, you'll find that it's settled down. and feel as though your head's in line with your spine. So feel the back of your head in the floor, the back of your head, the middle of the back of your head. Can you feel it? Sometimes we don't. Feel it and let it sink and spread. This is spreading. And it's in line with your spine. My head's often off to the left and I have to bring it back and back and back. Head's in line with your spine. Your shoulders are dropping, they're moving away from your ears. Really take your attention and feel that broadening across the upper chest. Just like you felt that movement upwards. Feel that broadening across the upper chest. And there's a space under your armpits. And your arms are heavy, your shoulders are heavy. Your hands are heavy. Your jaw's heavy. Just let it go. Your jaw's heavy. Eyeballs sinking back. Is the middle of the back of the head still in line with your spine or has it moved? What parts of your back touch the floor? Is your belly relaxed inside? Is it really soft? Or are you still holding tight there? Sometimes you hear gurglings. Gurglings are good. It means you've relaxed inside, truly relaxed. And feel your legs one at a time. Feel one leg all the way down. Take the journey down your leg. 2 foot. And then your foot might possibly just drop to one side. And then feel down the other leg. And let your foot drop. Come back to your breath. The cycle of your breath with the pauses. Breath in and breath out and the pauses. Run your scan again. Have you squeezed your forehead? Let your forehead go. Eyeballs dropped back. Cheeks soft. Your tongue soft in your mouth. Jaw released and your throat. Throat released. Base of your throat. Shoulders back and down so that your arms feel longer and longer. Space under your armpits. Your back settling and resting in the floor. The whole body relaxed. How's your breath now? How's your breath? Can you feel those, can you find those magical bits inside that you can only find when you're quiet? A little tingling here, a little twinge there, it'll settle. And as the breath comes in, you're a little bit more expansive, expand it. Wider. And as it goes out, you sink a little bit deeper. But if you feel the pause as well, feel the pause. Your breath comes in, don't drag it, comes in and you expand. And you feel the pause and the expansion just goes on. And then it's as though your whole body, your whole being is sighing out and sinking. And let us be still for a few moments without moving even our little finger so that a hush descends upon us. There would be no place to go nor to come from, for we've arrived in this extraordinary moment and there's stillness and silence and it fills all our senses. Where all things find their rest. And everything would then be in deep connection, putting an end to an us and the them and the this against that. And we're not going to move in these brief moments, for that would disturb this palpable presence. There's nothing to do, to be said or done. For life would embrace us in this wondrous meeting and take us into its arms as a loving friend. Let us be still without moving even our little finger. And let the hush descend upon us. And when you're ready, if you would like to, come to sitting up and we'll just have a meditation to close. Just come to sitting up if you want to. You can stay lying down in the blissful lying down bit if you wish. Otherwise, just come to sitting up. So settle, notice your breath again, always. How's it doing? Feel yourself comfortable and grounded wherever you are. And it is the summer solstice, and this is the time of the greatest light. And we can just contemplate the light as a symbol of spiritual energy. And just let your breath be gentle and soft and round. And with each breath, become aware of the light that surrounds you. And the light that's inside you. And the light that is the energy of the universe. And at the moment, the light that is the sun. And the light can be any colour. You can choose. But it's nice at the moment to be yellow or golden. Might stay the same colour throughout, or it may change from colour to colour, or be a blend. And see or sense or imagine this light now in your mind's eye. And it's all around you. And we're just bathed in its brightness, its energy, and its warmth. Feel yourself bathed in this light. Focus on the light until you sense that you and the light are one. So you feel it surrounding you. And you become one with the light. And this is your signal that you can now bring the light right inside you. Bring it in. So it can just come like osmosis, it can just come in, or you can imagine it stream through your crown chakra at the top of your head. And if it's just come in by osmosis, if it's just absorbed, that's another way. So focus on this light. Has it still got a colour? Has it changed? It's the universal energy. And the light, it's this healing energy. It flows through you now. Just imagine that it is coming from above your head. Down to between your eyes, to your throat, your shoulders and your arms and your hands, empty heart. Have you still got a light? Has it changed colours? Is it warm? Let it go to your stomach. And it's bright, bright at your solar plexus, just above your navel. Let it go into your pelvis. At the back as well. Just take it from above again and let it not just be at the front of your body. Let it be the whole body filling with light. Let it go on and travel through your legs and your knees and your ankles and your feet. And feel the warmth as it travels all the way through your body. Has it missed anywhere? Are there any black bits? Has it gone into your fingers and your toes? Now sense the one part of your body where the light can shine the brightest. And imagine the light there. Where is it? Brightest part of your light. And now from there, extend your light out from your body just a little more. And then a little more. Until your light extends a few feet from your body, a meter or so. And now you can extend your light to reach people. To reach everyone, everywhere. And feel as though we're all connected by this great light, by the universal energy. I'm just going to take a minute or so to sense this energy and this connectedness. Now take from this light the energy that you need. And know that there's plenty. It's never ending. There's plenty for all of us. The source of the light is endless and ever abundant. Experience the abundance and know that as you partake of this light and this love, so do you give your light and your love. And as you give energy, so do you receive it. And thus does the circle of life continue. Let life embrace you in this wondrous meeting and take us into its arms like a loving friend. And as we come back now to this time and this place, let's give thanks and be grateful. For the sun, the universal energy, for the planet that we live on, for the people around us, for our breath. And if we just sit for a moment, enjoying this feeling, and this is the salutation to the dawn. Listen to the salutation to the dawn. Look to this day, for it is life, the very life of life. In its brief course, like all the verities and the realities of our existence, the bliss of growth, the splendour of beauty. For yesterday is but a dream, and tomorrow is only a vision. But today, well spent, makes every yesterday a dream of happiness, and every tomorrow a vision of hope. Look well, therefore, to this day, and such is the salutation to the dawn. Take your time to come round, feel the love and the energy in you, spreading out from you, and take it with you. Take it with you. And enjoy the rhythm of life. Thank you for coming. Take your time to go about your life. And with love and gratitude, see you next time. Namaste.